the Public News Service DOA Newscast, June the 30th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. There's been widespread reaction to yesterday's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to restrict affirmative action in college admissions. We head to Wisconsin, where institutions, along with national civil rights voices, are still assessing that outcome.
In a 6-3 decision, the court's conservative majority largely overturned a decade's of precedent that prompted colleges and universities to consider a prospective student's race as part of goals to maintain diverse campuses. The National Urban League's Mark Morial says the decision reeks of politics under a court that includes a handful of justices appointed by former President Donald Trump.
From our perspective, this decision is a gutting and a weakening of years of progress towards racial justice in this nation via the very sacred 14th Amendment and its Equal Protection Clause.
Meanwhile, regional schools like the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee have issued statements saying they're discussing how the court's actions will affect their admissions programs. But UWM says it remains committed to diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. I'm Mike Moen.
The court's decision comes as some corporations, including Target and Bud Light, have faced a backlash from conservatives for expressing support for underrepresented populations, namely the LGBTQ community. Now from CBS News, Scott Peterson, a sheriff's deputy who was at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School but did not confront the gunman during the deadly Parkland shooting in 2018, found not guilty of child neglect and other charges on Thursday. Peterson, now 60, was charged in connection with deaths on an upper floor at the school. CBS reports he was sobbing as the 11 not guilty counts were read in court. The jury had been deliberating since Monday. And about 6,000 kids in Alabama are in need of forever homes. Two organizations have combined efforts to make that happen.
Through a partnership with the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Dave Thomas Foundation is expanding its Wendy's Wonderful Kids program to hire adoption professionals to serve children throughout the state. There had been only two recruiters for the program, serving only Mobile and Jefferson counties. With this new partnership, Carla Engel with DHR says more staff will be added, which should enable them to reach more children in need of permanent homes.
With only two recruiters, we were only able to have 30 kids at a time on a caseload. And now with our new recruiters, we're going to be able to serve close to 105 children.
Engel adds the expansion will allow for recruiters in all major regions throughout the state who work to encourage more people to become foster families. Shantia Hudson reporting.
This is Public News Service. Of the state's 4.9 million Medicaid enrollees, the state of Florida purged about 300,000 people from its Medicaid rolls.
Healthcare advocates are voicing concerns over those being kicked off the rolls for procedural issues, like failing to respond or sending in documents as requested. Lynn Hearn with the Florida Health Justice Project says she's also concerned about a change of plans at the Florida Department of Children and Families. The agency initially said they would hold off on Medicaid redeterminations for kids under 21 with medically complex conditions until spring of next year.
Another variation from their plan is that medically complex children were scheduled to be last during the 12-month process, and we are hearing from many who are being terminated early in the process.
Before dropping people from Medicaid, DCF says it contacts them multiple times through texts, letters, emails, and calls. I'm Tramel Gomez.
Now to New York, where lawmakers passed a bill. It's kind of a mouthful. It's called the Tropical Deforestation Free Procurement Act.
The legislation aims to hold companies contracting with New York State accountable for deforestation their products might create. This could range from how it is cultivated to the company's supply chain. An Accountability Framework Initiative / CDP report finds more than 200 companies surveyed identified almost $80 billion of forest-related risks. Marcus Sibley with the National Wildlife Federation says misinformation created a challenge to getting this bill passed.
Originally, when the bill was first enacted, there was inclusion of boreal forests, and this legislative session, we removed that language, and it's only been tropical forests. We communicated that, but that information didn't exactly get to everyone.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, Brett Pivito lets us know Saturday is National Postal Workers Day.
In 2021, the USPS announced a 10-year strategic plan titled Delivering for America to modernize and revitalize the Postal Service. The plan calls for 95% on-time delivery of all mail types, and 2 years in, the Postal Service reported on-time delivery has improved across the board. First-class delivery hit a 92% on-time rate for the third quarter of fiscal year 2023. Over the last several years, while letter volume has declined, package delivery has increased. Charles Sexton with the St. Louis region of the National Association of Letter Carriers says COVID intensified the trend.
In the pandemic, it emphasized e-commerce even more. People weren't going out in public, so they wanted everything brought to their door. So it increased our packages significantly.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. You can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.